This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
For families who can't breastfeed their new babies, there is a way to buy breast milk. It's sold online and at nonprofit milk banks. But it can be expensive. Breast milk can cost a dollar an ounce or more. In part, that's because it's hard to keep it fresh. From KUT's The Texas Standard, Joy Diaz looks at one effort to reduce the cost.
Kimberly Spires donates breast milk to mothers and babies who need it. It's not always an easy thing to do when she's on the job as a captain in the National Guard.
Yeah, I mean, I've had to pump at Humvees.
Moms are moved to donate their breast milk for different reasons. For Spires, she's assisted in too many disasters and has seen other moms lose their entire milk supply. So she donates her surplus milk for free. Donated milk from moms like Spires is then shipped to banks like the Mother's Milk Bank at Austin in Austin, Texas.
So in this lab, the milk has been poured.
Kim Up the Grove leads the Mother's Milk Bank at Austin. She guides me through the process and tells me another reason breast milk is so expensive is that it has to be screened for the presence of drugs or diseases, pasteurized, and then stored in freezers.
If we had something that didn't require refrigeration or freezing, if we had something that wouldn't spill if it thawed and the container broke, those would all be great things.
Well, one food scientist is looking into that something. Blanca Aguilar Uscanga with the University of Guadalajara in Mexico says milk banks in Mexico came to her with the same concerns as those in the U.S.
They asked if there was a better technology, and I was like, certainly, we could dry the milk.
Meaning, turn it into powder by spray drying it. Spray drying is a technique that removes excess water from liquid. Claire Hicks is an expert on spray drying at the University of Kentucky.
Spray dried products are all around us. Every time we eat a chip, a Pringles, whatever, the coating, like the buttermilk coating or the cheese coating, that coating is produced in a spray dryer.
The process is fast. And according to an article published by the Journal of Food Science, spray drying can be up to 50 times cheaper than other techniques for removing liquid. But it's not being used for breast milk in the U.S. Mary Michael Kelly runs Hembana, the Human Milk Banking Association of North America. It's the group that sets the standards for 26 breast milk banks in the United States and Canada.
You know, it's an interesting concept for sure, but we just know what we do works.
And what works includes pasteurization to keep the supply safe. But Kelly and other breast milk advocates may soon be able to see whether the spray drying technique works too. Aguilar Uscanga is running a pilot project in Mexico. She's testing the process with a small group of hospitals in Guadalajara. I'm Joy Diaz for Marketplace.